on Rock 107 WIRX.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's 7:08 and 15. Going to see a high of 27 today. Sunshine, but windy. Watch out for some blowing snow. And then tonight, more clouds, not as cold. Low of 15. So warming up just a scotch, which is nice because I'm tired of freezing my ass off. So take your morning dump.
Sit down and relax.
Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, the second John Wick Chapter 2 trailer is here, and oh, it's amazing. If you haven't seen the first John Wick, do yourself a favor. As soon as I'm done talking, go get it, watch it, and then you'll see why everyone is excited about this. It's absolutely amazing. Keanu Reeves reprises his role as legendary hitman John Wick on a mission to, quote, and he says this in the trailer, kill them all. You know, he did kill 84 of them in the first movie. That's how many people John Wick killed in the first movie. Insanity. It's so good. Alongside Reeves, John Wick Chapter 2 stars John Leguizamo, Lance Reddick, Bridget Moynihan, Ian McShane, Lawrence Fishburne, Ruby Rose, Common, Peter Stormin, and a bunch of others. A really, really good cast. I think this is going to be a fantastic movie. If the trailer is any inkling on what we're to expect, I'm really, really excited. And he's got a dog, I'll tell you that much. And I didn't see the dog get hurt, so that's good. A new study found that women doctors do a better job than male doctors, even though they make less than their male counterparts. Researchers from Harvard University found that patients of female doctors have lower death rates and are less likely to have to go back to the hospital for more treatment. Let's be honest, though, this makes perfect sense. But I really will say, though, I don't think it's all the male doctor's fault. Because no guy admits to another guy he's not feeling well, even if it's the doctor. Here's how every convo between a male doctor and a male patient goes. Oh, so what brings you in today? Nothing, I'm good. You're good? Yep. All right, see you next time. Thanks, doc. That's how it goes. We're not saying, oh, my shoulder hurts, or oh, I'm feeling a little sick. We man up, we're like, no, I'm fine. I don't even want to be here. My wife or my girlfriend or whoever made me come. Anyway, it's not all the doctor's fault. But I may have to switch to a female doctor now, just so I don't die sooner. And lastly, earlier this year, news broke that high-tech sex doll companies would be ready to ship realistic new models with warm, lifelike skin to customers in 2017. I read this story. I talked about it. We had a conversation about it. Kiki considers it cheating if I were to have a relationship with these sex dolls. I don't think so, because it's a doll. It doesn't have a soul. Anyway, the industry insiders say the next step will be celebrity sex robots, with famous people licensing their images to robot manufacturers who will then create lifelike robot versions. These robots will supposedly be so lifelike that they will eventually be able to mimic the chosen celebrity's behavior and characteristics. Okay, two things with this. First thing, let's be honest, it's probably going to be like the B and C, more like D-level celebrities that are going to be okay with this because they're going to want the money. It's not like it's going to be real high-end celebrities, the ones that we really want to have sex robots of signing away the rights to their image. That makes perfect sense. But this is weird, but I think we all can admit, if this means I got a chance of hooking up with Sofia Vergara, even if it's robot sex doll Sofia Vergara, I will take it gladly. That's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?